Introduction to the Guided Meditations. With all of these meditations, it's good to take some time before you begin to settle into a comfortable position. Typically, these practices are done sitting down, and the guidance is given for this. But you can do them lying down or standing or whatever gives you most ease, so that your attention isn't taken up with unnecessary discomfort. In all of these meditations, there's a sequence of a phrase to connect with for the in-breath and a phrase for the out-breath, followed by a shortened form of that. For example, breathing in, I'm aware that I am breathing in. Breathing out, I'm aware that I'm breathing out. And then the shortened form, in, out. There then follows a space to follow your breathing while connecting with the breath in your body or with whatever the words are guiding you to. Sometimes there may be some guidance in these spaces and sometimes just silence, an opportunity just to rest, connecting with the particular focus of that verse. It's good to keep in mind that these practices are to be enjoyed as much as possible, with a relaxed, alert awareness. So any time that you find your mind drifting off again and again, that's fine. In these situations, we can practice noticing that mind has gone off, and with a sense of curiosity and acceptance, bring it back again and again to the particular focus of that meditation. Remembering that this process of noticing and then coming back to the breath and to the particular focus is as much a part of the meditation as the moments when you're fully present to the practice. In some of these meditations, there's an invitation to smile to your body or mind or whatever the focus is at that moment. And it's helpful to let there be a half smile on your lips and also in your eyes. The energy of a smile can bring a real sense of softness and kindness to ourselves in this practice. In time, we may experience this inner smile as a very powerful and healing energy to offer to ourselves. You may at the beginning find that there's something quite contrived about doing that, but it's good to experiment with it and just to try. Okay, so what happens when I let there be a half smile on my lips or an inner smile? And just see the difference between doing the practice with the smile and without. Always with the mindfulness practices, it's good to hear any doubts or any questions that we have and try out different ways so that through our direct experience we can learn what supports us, what can be helpful in deepening our practice of mindfulness.